to describe it as no rules. There were no rules.
Uh-huh.
We come up with ideas individually, usually, and then share them. We play them for each other and kind of bat them around, and then edit each other and make suggestions. And then sometimes it'd be like a real collaboration, you know, 50-50 from the beginning. But many times one of us would have the idea and kind of would be the custodian of that idea, and the other person would kind of help. You know, that helped. That happened a lot. A lot of times Daryl wrote a lot more music than I did, and I would work with him on the lyrics. And
okay.
You know, so really, there was no way to really come up with a pattern. You know, we just took it however we could get it.
Okay. She's Gone, of course, was an early hit for you and Daryl. And I read another an article online that you mentioned that you came up with the chorus first and then played it for Daryl, and then you guys finished the song. Is that how it happened?
That is correct. I came up with a chorus idea. It was a very acoustic kind of a folky kind of thing. And I played it for Daryl. He liked it. He started playing a verse, and he played the signature piano riff, which has become the verse. And we wrote a verse together, and then we adapted the chorus to fit the more kind of a more of a groove type style verse.
Okay, okay. Another favorite of mine is I Can't Go For That No Can Do. That song has such a cool groove. So how was that song created?
Well, actually, that happened at the end of the day in a studio one day. Everyone had gone home except the engineer, Daryl, and myself. And he just walked out to a keyboard, and he turned on this little primitive drum machine, this Roland CompuRhythm, and it just had a very simple, straightforward beat. And he started playing a left-hand bass line, bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum, that you hear.
Uh-huh.
And then he just started riffing, and the ideas... He was really in the zone. He just kind of came up with this thing, and then I grabbed my guitar and I played the little guitar part. And really, there's nothing on that record except for the keyboard and extra. And then we did a little synth overdub, the sax and background and vocals, and that's it.